They don't do the job description. They go and do their personal work in office hours. It is violation of amanat. Or sometimes what they do is that they take the office furniture or they don't pay enough attention. The way Mufti Taqi Usmani so beautifully writes, he said, "Yeh hadith hum sab jante hai ke mazdoor ko uski mazdoori pasina khushk hone se pehle ada karo." We all know this. Give the laborer and the employee his due before his perspiration dries. Ye to hadith hai. That is true. But what does he write? What does he say? Ye bhi dekho ke pasina nikla hai ya nahi. First of all, look and see whether that perspiration came out or not. And then another thing is, jis kaam mein pasina nikalna chahiye tha, us kaam mein pasina nikla ya nahi. Then see that for what reason his perspiration was supposed to flow. Did it flow for that reason or not? So the employee also has got an amanat with regard to his job. And that is also what is meaning is, har shakhs apne farayiz ki nigrani kare. Each and everyone must know his responsibility and fulfill it. That is amanat. Allah will question you on the day of Qiyamah with regard to it. You know, there's a certain amazing incident. This week we were talking, when we were doing this tafsir, I made mention of this. Mufti Rafi Usmani, Maddazilul Ali, this is our akabirin, these are our ulama. He said towards the end of his life, my father, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, told me, he said, go and bring this box. So he brought this box and he said, see in this box there is receipts and there is cash memos. So he said, Mufti Rafi Sahib, son, the son said, I asked my father, what is this? He said, every cent I took from the madrasa, I took a receipt and I took a cash memo for it. If I ate from the kitchen of the Darulum, I paid for it and I took a receipt. When I used, during my period, if there was any of my personal visitors that came and the madrasa's food was used, I paid for it. Here is the cash receipt. Here is the cash memo. So keep it. Although I have paid for it, but if tomorrow someone come and say that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used madrasa money for his own visitors, show them this receipt. Show them this receipt. That no one can say that I use madrasa money for my own personal needs. This is amanat, my dear respected brothers. And amongst the ummah, such an important quality. It is such an important quality that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَبُو بَيْدَ إِبْنِ جَرَّاحِ. In each and every ummah has a trustee, has a person who is known for amanat. And in this ummah, it is Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. He was Amin of this ummah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, a time will come, may Allah Ta'ala forbid, I don't know if you are living in this time, a time will come where it will be said that in this particular city, in this particular district, there lives a person of amanat. Amanat will become so scarce that you will talk about it, that in this village and in this city, there lives a person of amanat dari. Aliyadu billah, can we imagine living in a time like that where you can't trust anyone? But this is a situation. But look at likulli ummatin amin wa aminu hadhihi al-ummah Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let me give you one example with regard to his amanat dari. Let me give you an example with regard to his amanat dari. One, the time of the battle of against the Roman Empire, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, for various reasons, wanted to, you know, strip Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu from being the general of the army. So he wrote a letter. He sent a person and he said, go and give this letter to Abu Ubaidah. That Abu Ubaidah must call everyone and said, this is a letter of Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab. That Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu apne jaga se mazool kar diya gaya aur mujhe sapa salar muqarrar kiya gaya. He has appointed me the general. So when he received the letter, Abu Ubaidah received the letter, he told the Qasid, Qasid ko kaha kisi ko mat batana abhi. Don't tell anyone. The entire battle went. As Allah Ta'ala granted victory to the Muslims, then Abu Ubaidah came and gave this letter to Khalid. Khalid said, Abu Ubaidah, you received this letter before the battle. Why didn't you make mention of it? Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, what an amazing reply he said. He said, the cause is more important than me becoming the general. I felt that if I were to take up the cause and I were to take up the leadership of the army, it would have perhaps, you know, impacted negatively on the morale of the Muslim army. And I said, no. Let the battle finish, then we will make mention of it. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Likulli ummatin ameen. Each and every ummati has a trustee, and the trustee of this ummat. As when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was on his deathbed, you know, someone said, well, appoint a khalifa. Nominate a khalifa. He said, Wallah, if Abu Ubaidah was alive,